It's Politics Wednesday with Megan Woods and Mark Mitchell. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Mike. Morning,
morning,
Megan.
Morning, Mark.
Right, Megan. Jeez, I don't even know where to start this week. What does, just quickly, why didn't you offer me the job for $9,000 being a TVNZ RNZ consultant?
I don't think we've got your CV, Mike.
I don't need a CV. Number one radio program. Do you want to merge a couple of companies and get some ratings or not? I'm your man.
Mike, I've missed out on this weekly delight of coming on and talking to you.
Well, I'd still work here.
If you're a doobie. Oh, you reckon you can do both?
Of course I can.
I wouldn't like to lose you from this role, Mike.
What do they call those people who do more than one thing at once? Whatever they are, I'm one of those sort of people. Keep
a
me
woman.
In mind. What about chairman of the job? Why can't I be chairman of the board? You've got bloody Simon Bridges lined up. What does he know about broadcasting?
Oh, Mike, you need to dust off your CV. If you're interested in these roles, you need to start putting it out there. Shall I take this as some applications and feed it into the pool?
Okay, into the pool. Do you know, in all honesty, I don't have a CV?
Don't you?
No.
Well, you probably don't need one, do you?
Correct. Well done, Mark.
It sounds like you're going to need to get one up and running. You've got all these roles you're interested in, Mike.
Well, I didn't say I was interested. I looked at the people you've got doing them. I thought I can do them better probably for a bit less. I'm trying to save you money, Megan.
I'm taking that as a registration of interest, Mike.
Okay. Pass it on to Willie Jackson. Willie and I are really close. Go into Willie's office and say Hosking wants to be chairman of the merger. And see how loud he laughs.
I'll say he's putting his CV together as we speak.
Exactly. Now, Mark.
You know what? In all seriousness, Mike, they would love to see you out of your role that you've got at the moment.
Yes,
you hold
would.
Them to account. If they could bury you in some bureaucratic job somewhere, they'd just love to do that.
I think that's. I'm surprised you haven't tried that, Megan, as a tactic, actually. I'm sure Jacinda's had a word with you about getting me out of here. Hasn't she?
On
the QT?
I just said we didn't want to lose you from this very important role because we all enjoy coming on your show far too much.
Well, some of them don't, Megan. Few of them don't. Anyway, now where are we, Mark? With Chris Bishop across the Tasman, what do you reckon, with him and the others across the Tasman campaigning at the moment on the MIQ, what do you reckon the minefield is like in terms of, you know, harvesting that anger for votes your way next year?
Yeah, I think historically, there's never been high levels of engagement offshore with Kiwis that are living overseas. So we're trying to change that a bit from a party perspective. And I think that when you look at the petition that Chris Bishop ran in terms of when Kiwis were locked out of the country, there was a massive response to that, probably the biggest response you've ever seen to a petition. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of people, a lot of Kiwis overseas that were affected negatively in terms of the lockdowns, and they may well want to send the government a message at the election next year.
Is that a waste of money, given you're not only in Australia, but you're going to Britain and America as well?
No, look, it's not just solely for that purpose. There's going to be other parliamentary roles and meetings and things going on, but we've decided that when we are in these places that we'd make an effort to reach out to our Kiwis over there and try and engage them in the political process.
As a campaign manager, Megan, do you reckon it's going to get ugly next year?
Oh, look, I think we're going to have an election that will be very much focused on the future. And I hope what Mark isn't saying there is that they're going to use parliamentary travel to do some party campaigning. It sounded very close to the line on that, what that statement he just made. So I'll enjoy hearing a bit more detail about that.
Well, that's very misleading, very mischievous.
That's what you said. We said
Megan,
we'll be doing other parliamentary things while we're here.
As ministers, you guys travel all over the world. In fact, you just recently did that. And I'm sure that if you had the opportunity to engage and speak with Kiwis overseas, you're going to do that.
We saw your bill for the last 3 months. It was record-breaking, wasn't it?
That's right.
I'd be very clear that it would be a misuse of taxpayer funding for me to be working on the Labor Party campaign while I was doing that would be wrong.
And that's not what we said. I clearly said that Chris Bishop ran a petition that he had over 100,000 Kiwis
living overseas who signed. Well, they're over there. They'll be doing the parliamentary business. That was the bit I was interested in. I heard the bit about the petition.
Get him in front of the Auditor General, Megan. File a complaint. Now, is the entrenchment, Megan, is the entrenchment thing that you guys got up to the most Machiavellian thing you've ever been a part of in your political life?
Look, I think Machiavelli would imply that nobody knew about it, Mike, but when you have National Party members debating it during the debate, I think to come back and say they didn't realise it was in there now, but I think if you look back in the Hansard, you can see there's speeches from National Party MPs that were talking about it at the time. But as you know, and you've been talking about on the show this morning, that has gone back to Business Committee to have a look at it. There's been concerns raised, and we do want to have a look at it.
What do you mean you want to have a look at it? You want to have a look at it to drop it, or you want to have a look at it to try and get it through?
Well, I mean, I don't know where the Business Committee have got to on it, where that discussion ended. I wasn't present, and nor would I be expected to. But, of course, the Three Waters legislation hasn't passed. It went through the Committee of the Whole stage under urgency, but for very good reason it didn't have its third reading. So no law is law until it's gone through its third reading and it's been passed and it receives the royal assent.
Mark Entrenchment, what do you think?
I think it's a complete joke. I mean, we voted against it. Megan, the Labor Party, Chris Hipkins, the Leader of the House, wasn't even aware it was there. The Prime Minister didn't know anything about it. They voted for it. Now there's been a massive backlash through the country because they realise that it's been sneaky and cunning and scurrilous in terms of what they're trying to do. They don't need to take it back to the Business Committee. They can bring it into the House. They could have it repealed. Why don't they just do that?
Yeah, Michael Woodhouse, he said it's the wrong place for it.
Pardon?
Michael Woodhouse, who's on the committee, said it's the wrong place for it. See, the problem with Megan, you guys look now desperate. I mean, gerrymandering the Constitution for a bit of legislation is unheard of in this country.
So I think it is also really important to remember what the provision was. It wasn't the whole Three Waters legislation. It was the bit about the privatisation.
Yeah, I get all that.
And protecting those. But look, I think it is entirely appropriate that the Business Committee is a place where all the parties and have a chance to sit down and talk about things. The Business Committee is used for a lot of things.
We're very clear.
And it is a really useful forum where you have all of the political parties represented.
Yeah. Hold on. When it comes out, Megan, once they've discussed it and it comes along party lines and you've got the numbers for your 60%, would you vote for it? Would you vote for entrenchment yourself as an MP?
In terms of the protections against privatisation, look, I want to hear what the outcomes of the discussion of the Business Committee were. I'm not going to answer that.
Well, the outcomes are they went along party lines. I can tell you that right now.
Well, at the meeting, is this another CV you've been putting in, Mike?
I know what's going on, Megan. You know how this is going to roll. You can't look. All I want to know is, would you, if they went along party lines and they said we're for entrenchment, would you go along and vote for entrenchment?
Look, I want to have a discussion about this. I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer this morning, Mike. I want to have a discussion about it.
I've
heard the concerns with colleagues. I've heard the concerns. I think it requires a discussion, and that's something that I
Does it concern you at all, or are you sort of open to it?
As I said, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer this morning. I want to hear what the outcome of those discussions were.
Jeez.
I think it does require some thinking about. These are important convictions that we do have, Mike, and I don't think anyone is disputing that. But I also want to know that we have got a way to protect these assets against a privatisation agenda.
Why don't you just entrench everything you do then?
Mike, of course we don't entrench everything.
No, but why don't you? That's a slippery slope. So if you don't like privatisation, fair enough, why don't you entrench your merger?
This is exactly the kind of discussion that is being had, Mike, and why the discussion does need to be had. Sometimes politicians actually can take a pause, hear concerns and think things through, and I think that's something that we should value.
Mike, I think that... Geez would have to be the understatement of the year, by you without a doubt. The reality of this is that they, under urgency, so remember they introduced this under urgency, so there was no chance to go to select committee, there was no chance for the public to have their say and come in and make submissions and actually look at it. They introduced an entrenchment into this legislation under urgency. And it's just an absolute shambles. Why are you meeting at the Business Committee? You know where we are on it, Megan, you know we're ACT out on it, so what do you want to do? You want to talk with the Green Party and figure it out?
So, well, I think one of the things, Mark, that you're missing from your commentary there, it actually wasn't a government supplementary order paper. It was a supplementary order paper from another party.
Yeah,
it was from another party.
Eugenie was the useful idiot for Nanaya. We've all worked that out. Megan, come on.
Seeing things a whole lot more in terms of conspiracy than there really is. there needs to be a discussion. That is exactly what has happened. The fact that politicians can go back, they hear concerns, and say it requires a conversation is something actually we should value.
All right. Do you reckon it'll be sorted by next week?
By next week, well, I imagine the business committee's been talking about it. If not this week, I'm not sure if it meets in a read this week. It certainly will on Tuesday.
Okay. When's Zelensky speaking to you guys? Do you know?
I haven't received any updates on that. So sorry, I've got nothing more than what's already been in the public domain on that.
You'll look forward to hearing that, Mark.
Speaker.
Yeah, I definitely will look forward to hearing it. I think that it's to hear directly in terms of what he's dealing with and what the Ukrainians are facing and dealing with, I think is really valuable for us.
Good on you. Nice to see you both, and we'll catch up next week. Mark Mitchell, Megan Woods.